Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping. And once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Westbrook with it. Give it to LeBron at the right elbow. LeBron, one-on-one against Kenrick Williams, backing him in. Turns, shoots, scores! LeBron now stands alone as the NBA's all-time leading scorer. 38,338 points and counting. LeBron stands alone at the top. The game has been stopped as LeBron signals to his family to come onto the court and everybody on their feet at Staples Center.
That was the moment a couple hours ago that LeBron James reached the summit of the NBA's mighty mountain. It blows me away thinking about it. Nearly 40 years in the making. April 1984. I was not cognizant of professional sports really at that point in my life. I do not remember this. I remember Kareem later in his career. I remember he and Magic Johnson and those iconic Lakers, the Showtime Lakers, in the late 80s and early 90s, especially the duels with the Celtics, so Magic and Larry. I don't remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar becoming the NBA's all-time leading scorer 39 years ago. That was before LeBron James was born. The record has stood for nearly four decades. And as you hear with John Ireland in Los Angeles in front of an electric crowd in what was a playoff atmosphere, LeBron and his teammates, they assault the final stages of this mountain. And I mean, they truck up the final stages of the mountain to reach the peak. 20 points in the first half, 16 points in the third quarter, 36 was what he needed to start the night. He only had one more bucket after that. But the tally for now, until Thursday night's game, when the Lakers are back on the court, if he plays, 38,390 points. I heard this stat, nerd alert, if you will, from Stan Van Gundy, who was part of the broadcast on TNT. Do you know there are only seven other players within 10,000 points of LeBron? Although many people believed Kareem's record would never be eclipsed, is there someone who may eventually? Does it take 40 years? I don't know. Is this the record that will never be broken? The NBA has certainly changed over the course of the last 40 years. A lot more offense, a lot more scoring. But in 20 seasons and 1,410 games, LeBron James earned this moment. There was nothing easy about this moment. The wear and tear, the way he plays the game, his commitment to fitness and health, He's changed his routines. Remember, he started training with a former Navy SEAL a few years ago. He's remained relatively healthy. Says his ultimate goal is to play with his son in the NBA, which has given him extra motivation. But along the way, we get to witness history. I don't know if this makes him the greatest of all time. I still say that's a completely separate argument. But no one can argue with the fact that LeBron is, in fact, the scoring king. No one who's ever worn a uniform, no one who's ever worn an NBA uniform or stepped on a court as a player has scored more points than LeBron James.
To my beautiful wife, my daughter, my two boys, my friends, my boys, my family, my mother, all my, man, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much, because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever in a million years dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, man, thank you guys.
His mom was there. She was one of the first to hug him. His family, as you hear him mention, his wife Savannah, his two sons, including Bronny, his daughter as well. And I'm not sure if you all have seen this. Maybe we can retweet it from our show account. But there was a video montage, actually a split screen. LeBron with his dribbles at the free throw line, half turn, step back, fall away from the elbow, or fade away from the elbow. That was the bucket that made history. And so at the top of the screen is the video of that moment. On the bottom of the screen, and this is on the NBA Twitter, on the bottom of the screen are his sons, who are sitting front row, and they both have their phones out, obviously, and they're filming the moment. And so their reaction on an ISO cam, even as dad, is eclipsing this incredible record, was kind of fun. And the crowd itself, full of celebrities, as you can imagine, in Hollywood. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was front row. He spoke with TNT following the game and shared his thoughts on LeBron James and this moment.
LeBron's career is one of someone who planned to dominate this game. He got out of high school. He had the size and the talent to step right into the NBA. And he immediately started to have his effect. And, you know, it's gone for almost 20 years now. You know, he has that indefinable essence that they call leadership. You know, he gets out there on the court and tries to get things done. Guys want to get behind him and see that that happens, because they have that much respect for him and his talent.
LeBron needed 36 points. He had 38. The history coming with roughly 10 seconds left in the third quarter. And you'll hear the last few baskets as he reaches the summit of this mountain. Producer Jay has put together some great montages, and also the TV call, the Thunder radio call too. How neat to be a radio announcer for either team, a TV announcer. My friend Mark Kestisher, who works for ESPN Radio and is their NBA voice, he also got to do the call on the network, and he's going to join us tomorrow night. So we've got a bunch lined up for the show, but also we want you to hear from LeBron and some of the other reaction in this moment on this Tuesday night, February 7th, 2023. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'd love to hear from you, your reaction. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'll say this. You don't have to be LeBron's biggest fan. You don't have to love who he is. You don't have to root for him. But there's no way that you can call yourself a sports fan and not appreciate this moment. We may never see it again, but even if it does happen, it's unlikely to happen in this generation or the next. Again, it took 40 years before LeBron was born. Do you all remember, for those of you who are around, when he was in high school, Sports Illustrated did a cover story on him, and the headline on the front of the cover was "The Chosen One." I have that somewhere because I collected Sports Illustrated for years and years. So when he was in high school, he was labeled the Chosen One. Didn't go to college, made the jump to the NBA when that was still allowed. And he has worked steadily toward this moment. You don't need to be a fan to appreciate being a witness to history. I'll have to go back and Google at game time what the final tickets were going for, but I heard there were floor seats that were being sold and resold for thousands and thousands of dollars. And it was right in his wheelhouse. 36 points, that's well within LeBron's nightly range or range for a game. But if you guessed wrong, then you'd pay a ton of money for tonight and maybe miss out. But it was apparent by the time they got to halftime. And the Lakers were trailing for a good portion of this game. They ended up losing by 3, but they were trailing by double figures against the Thunder for quite a while. The main focus, the only focus really, was for LeBron. But it was kind of funny. After he hit back-to-back threes to pull within 8 points of the record, he didn't touch the ball for another 3 possessions. Now, once they got into the late stages of the third quarter, and it was apparent it was going to happen that night, that game, then his teammates started feeding him and setting him up. But right after he pulls within single digits on a triple, he didn't touch the ball for a couple more possessions. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Now, he's at the podium, so we will hear from a post-game LeBron. And then other reaction, Anthony Davis, his high-profile all-star teammate that he's played with there in Los Angeles. Certainly a little more from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson. Magic was on the court when he finished his impromptu speech. So this is as they stop the game for about 10 minutes and he's emotional. Kareem takes the basketball, hands it to LeBron, and LeBron paid a nice tribute to Kareem. I will say it seemed awkward, at least initially, but who cares? It's not about the transition necessarily. They don't need to be friends for Kareem to pass the torch. He was there. That was important. And LeBron did ask the audience or ask the fans there inside the arena to give him a round of applause. So it was generous of LeBron. And so after he says a few words, they're trying to get the game restarted because they still have a few seconds left in the third quarter plus the whole fourth quarter to play. And so everybody has to get back to their seats. They have to clean up the court. But even as people are milling around and trying to figure out what do we do next and how do we get there, Magic Johnson greets LeBron on the court and gives him a huge embrace and has a few words for him. So yeah, pretty amazing. I mean, think about Darvin Ham's perspective. Former player himself, first-year coach of the Lakers, and he gets to be on the sidelines in the arena for this moment.
From Power Memorial all the way up through UCLA and Milwaukee and him getting to the Lakers and him playing with Magic and all the battles with the Pistons and the Celtics all through the 80s. You know what Kareem meant to this league. He was one of the pillars that built this league, that helped build his league. And then to see Bron, you know, his whole trajectory coming into the league, as a youngster straight out of high school, and just what he's done to just transcend even basketball, like to just, he's become a global icon. And all of the work he puts in on and off the floor, his businesses, him speaking out on social issues, his leadership. Like I said, he's an example to not just basketball, young basketball players, but young human beings, you know, domestically and internationally.
So Darvin Ham, again, just one piece of the reaction that we will hear on tonight's show. What did I tell you to start the week? The NBA is threatening to hijack Super Bowl week. And once again, for the third, well, we'll say the third night of the week, but our third show of the week, but the second time in three nights, the NBA is the lead story. And also, LeBron's former teammate, Kyrie Irving, he spoke as well. Now a member of the Dallas Mavericks. He made his first comments and told his side of the story. And he feels disrespected. Why does that not surprise me?
Oh, Kyrie, what are you doing at home?
So we've got LeBron, the fanfare, the buzz, the excitement, the calls, the reaction. We've got Kyrie in his own words. And we've got two guests on this edition of the show. Pretty excited. A few hours ago, just like last year during Super Bowl week, we had the chance to catch up with longtime NFL safety Rodney McLeod. Of course, a year can make a major difference in anyone's life. And for Rodney, he packed a lot of life into one year. Saw the end of his tenure in Philadelphia, a place that he still calls home. Six seasons playing there. He was a Super Bowl champ going back to 2018. But after the Eagles decided not to offer him a contract in free agency, he joined the Colts. The Colts. Was there a team that had a more dramatic, stranger, odder season than the Indianapolis Colts? I won't give anything away, but I will say this. Rodney, we knew, would be open and candid. He's a great talker. We found that out last year. But he answered all of my questions about the season, about Jeff Saturday, about what the Colts need in a new head coach, and also something I wasn't expecting to hear, his contemplation of his future. Plus, he played with Jalen Hurts for a couple of years in Philly, and his thoughts on the Eagles quarterback, as well as his reflections on winning a Super Bowl a few years ago. You don't want to miss this conversation. It's a home run. Rodney's awesome. And then also from Phoenix. So Rodney is in Philadelphia. My friend Jason Romano, he's in Phoenix, working Radio Row this week. A longtime colleague of mine at my previous network, actually our previous network, we're obviously neither one of us there anymore. He's the media director for Sports Spectrum, and he's milling around opening night, actually caught up with the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Jason has a focus for his company and for his podcast that brings together football with family and faith. So these athletes are never one-dimensional. They're not just about their sport. And even tonight, we see that with LeBron. He's not just basketball. He's got a mom. He's got a stepfather. He's got three kids. He's got a wife. Faith, family, football is where Jason and the sports spectrum intersect. So it's kind of a different slant, a different perspective on sports. So we are going to jam a ton into this show. I'm not sure how we'll do it, but this is the plight. This is the challenge. This is the struggle to be a sports talk radio host. By the way, we are about to release the latest edition of our Super 6 video series. Now, here's the deal. We've got one on YouTube. For those of you who didn't find it or were slow on the uptake, our second video we put on Facebook. tonight's video we're putting on Twitter. So we're forcing you guys to be creative, to use your fingers, to Google, to search. But you know I tell you our Twitter address all the time. After Hours CBS. Facebook is easy. YouTube is easy. So by the time we get through the show, we'll be halfway through our Super 6 video series in honor of Super Bowl week. And you will be able to find each of our sites for a unique and creative video. There's a cameo in this one, by the way. Former NFL MVP part of our video. We've got so much to do. Stop talking, Amy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here is LeBron dribbling around a pick from Thomas Bryant. Left-hand layup. Good, and a foul. And LeBron shaking his head at the crowd like, they can't stop me. LeBron for three. Got it. He's 11 points away. LeBron pulls up for three. Good. The crowd all on its feet. Back comes OKC the other way. Here comes Giddey. Throws it off LeBron's foot. Picked up by Westbrook. Here come the Lakers 4-on-2. LeBron down the middle to the rim and in. 6 points away. LeBron has 30. Westbrook's got it. Westbrook to LeBron. Put it up and in. 4 points away. Rebound loose. Who's got it? Anthony Davis saves it. Troy Brown ahead to Lonnie Walker. To LeBron. He's 2 points away. LeBron is 2 points away. Timeout, Oklahoma City.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on a night when LeBron James ascends to the top of the NBA's all-time scoring list. He summits a mighty mountain that many believed would never be summited again. This was 40 years in the making. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar set the former record before LeBron was on the earth. Before he was born. That's how long this record has stood. And as I'm looking at the list of the NBA's all-time leading scorers, it's LeBron, it's Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. That's your top five. Dirk Nowitzki, retired. Wilt, obviously not playing anymore. Shaquille O'Neal. Carmelo Anthony is in the top 10. He doesn't play at this moment, though he's not officially retired. But he is more than 10,000 points behind LeBron James. So I guess we could say he's active, but he's an active free agent. Right now, the closest active player to LeBron James, who's also on a roster, a little awkward to say, Kevin Durant is, in fact, still playing basketball. He has 26,684 points. LeBron, 38,390 points. So we're talking about just shy of 12,000 points that separate the two. Again, he's the only current player on a roster in the top 15. And he's roughly 12,000 points behind LeBron James, who's not done playing. You keep going, you keep going. The next active player is James Harden in 27th place. Where is Steph Curry? He's missed a bunch of time, obviously, with injuries, which is part of the reason why he's not a candidate to break the record. But you've got James Harden in 27th. He's barely over 24,000 points. But if you think about the fact, and by the way, Russell Westbrook is in 28th, so LeBron's current Lakers teammate. If you think about 40 years, though, LeBron wasn't born when Kareem last set the record. So is it possible that the next record holder, if we ever see this again, isn't even a thought now? Not born, hasn't picked up a basketball, doesn't know who LeBron is. It could happen. It's just unlikely. However, the more that pro sports facilitate offense and open up space and tilt the court, the field, the ice, it's happening in every sport in favor of the offense. I guess it's more likely than it would have been, say, 40 years ago to see this record get eclipsed. Steph Curry, by the way, is barely over 21,000 points. I say that like it's no big thing. It's important. It's huge. But he's barely in the top 40. And again, that's because of the time that he's missed. Even at 33 years old, he's missed good chunks. And in some cases, nearly entire seasons. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. A little bit from LeBron once he had showered and was able to breathe a little bit. He's told us previously that he was exhausted. Finally, the moment is here, and I can imagine he's still processing.
You know, I had a moment there, but I don't think it's really hit me on what just transpired. As much as I tried to live in the moment, it was kind of a blur. Looking back there and seeing my guys back there and being, you know, out there on the floor with my kids and my wife and my mom, it's a really cool feeling.
LeBron had 20 points in the first half, and then you could really feel it inside the arena. And even as he started out hot in the third quarter, it was a steady march. So with 10 seconds to go in the third, couple of dribbles at the free throw line, a half turn, bit of a step and a fade from the elbow. You're going to see that highlight over and over and over again. Now he says he's not done. It seems like 40,000 is well within his reach if he stays healthy and continues to play. Wants to play with his son, Bronny. That's what he's indicated is his goal, that he's not retiring. As long as he's healthy, he's not retiring until he gets a chance to play with his son. It's neat to see him and a lot of these great athletes in a different light where families are around, where there's emotion. We're kind of seeing that a little bit with Tom Brady, who is obviously done with his football career, so he says. But the human side to these athletes. And there are times when LeBron looks and feels a lot like a machine. So it's fun to see his kids, his little daughter. She's really cute. And obviously, you think about 38 years in the making. It's been more than just basketball for him. This has been a labor of love, and it's taken all the people around him, not just his coaches, his teammates, the training staff, his own personal coaches and athletic trainer, and then his family and the people who support him and his wife who takes care of the kids. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And again, we don't often see that side of the best athletes in the world.
You know, basketball has given me a lot, has taken me all over the world, has inspired a lot of people. But, you know, for me, being a father is something even, way more dynamic, way more driven than the game.
I want to congratulate LeBron James on becoming the NBA all-time leading scorer. What a feat. I never thought that Kareem's scoring record would be broken by anybody, but that says how special you are, man, and what you've done for the game of basketball worldwide. You changed the game of basketball, and I, from the bottom of my heart, just want to say thank you. But also, it means even more to myself and to all fans because you're wearing that purple and gold and broke it as a Laker. So congratulations.
Yeah, that's also, I don't want to say we couldn't see it coming or LeBron never considered it, because that's probably not true. He's very calculated and maybe believed that once he got to the point in his career where he was mid-30s or even early 30s, as he was going through free agency again or deciding where he wanted to play again, decision 1, 2, 3, something along those lines, that he very well could have thought, I could break this record in a Lakers uniform if I continue to play at a high level and if I stay healthy. And we knew he wanted to be in LA because of business opportunities and because of the iconic franchise that is the Lakers. You win a title with the Lakers and it's something different. It's like winning a Super Bowl with the Cowboys, though we haven't seen anything like that for quite a while. But he did win a title in 2020, a different kind of a title in the bubble, and isn't ready to go away. But I don't know, as you hear with Magic Johnson mentioning the purple and gold of the Lakers, I don't know that this wasn't ultimately part of his plan, maybe going back to his last run through free agency. So we'll hear more from Kareem, as well as LeBron himself, and the various perspectives from the radio and TV calls. Put a post up on Twitter and Facebook. Love to hear from you. I understand LeBron's controversial, but on this night, that part doesn't matter. So if you feel the need to call him names or use inappropriate language on my Facebook page, you're going to get deleted. I'm not sure why you would bother. For heaven's sakes, people can't ever take a break. Social media never takes a break. All right, so go and you can check out our Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page if you can mind your manners. You can also give us a call, 855-212-4227. There's a lot more to come. Rodney McLeod, now of the Indianapolis Colts, at the top of the hour. We still have to hear from Kyrie Irving, who told his side of the story with the Dallas Mavericks today. Aaron Rodgers has got another odd plan. He's just odd.
I'm offended.
I think I might be too, actually, by you. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history. And there it is! LeBron stands alone! The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James.
For nearly 40 years, which Kareem many people thought would never be broken. LeBron, you are the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Congratulations.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
LeBron James took the ball from Kareem after Kareem took the ball from Adam Silver. That was on court, broadcast on TNT, as the game between the Thunder and the Lakers was stopped for roughly 10 minutes late in the third quarter. Kind of strange to think about playing basketball after that, right? Because it was such an emotional moment and so much buildup to it that the game became an afterthought. Now, when LeBron took the ball from Kareem, he took a second, took a breath, and then asked the crowd to pay tribute to the captain, as Kareem is called, and to give him another standing ovation, and just to acknowledge not only what Kareem has meant to the NBA, and we know that LeBron is a student of history, but also the fact that his record stood for 40 years. And then LeBron went into his thank yous to his family and just really the emotional relief and release. You could hear it as he was addressing the Lakers fans. And I dare say people who are not necessarily Lakers fans, but just wanted to be a part of history. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Brian Anderson's call on TNT. And then after the game, LeBron was interviewed, not just in the press conference, that would be typical, but also with the guys on TNT. And when did he actually realize that this was a possibility?
For me,
I never said I'm a go for it. I think once I saw the number get closer and closer, and I just, you know, been available on the floor, and I've been able to still be productive over the last couple of years, I was like, wow, oh, I'm 2,000 points away, or I'm 3,000 points away, or I'm 4,000 points away, and I feel great. I said, okay, well, it's possible, you know, especially the way Kareem played the game and how long he played the game. Just didn't think nobody would have that type of longevity to come out on the floor and play at that level for so long. So it's just a complete honor to be a part of this league, be a part of some of the greats that ever played this game, and for me to be right there at the, you know, at the apex with them.
He is 38 years old. Just turned 38 a couple months ago, or a month and a half ago. His birthday actually is the same as Tiger Woods, late in December. Appears to be in great shape for the most part. He misses games here or there because of injuries, or because every one of these guys has aches and pains. But he's remained healthy and durable for the most part. When you get older, it takes you a little longer to recover from injury, so there is that factor. But he wasn't even born when Kareem set this record. Likely, if we see it ever eclipsed, and he's not done. I mean, he's going to push this record even farther, probably over 40,000 points, which would make him the only player in NBA history ever to go over 40,000 points. I mean, now we're talking about Tom Brady records, right? Every time he steps on the court, there's something new. There's an addition to a record that he already owns. And so when you think about the fact that he wasn't even born, he's played 20 seasons, he's still fairly durable, maybe it overshadows that he is still playing what is not as physical a game as it used to be, but he plays the game very physically and takes a lot of contact even into his late 30s.
My wife and my boys asked me, you know, do I ever surprise myself on the floor still at this point in my career? And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, sometimes. You know, to be able to play at this level, you know, 20 years in and the minutes I've played, the games I've played, either through the regular season or through the postseason, you know, to still be at the apex of my game, it's a pretty surreal feeling.
It's been great. It's been a big part of our team's success, a big part of my success, you know, leader, you know, in all kind of ways, all kind of facets of the game, on and off the floor. You know, great human being, family guy, check all the boxes. You know, definitely well deserved. You know, he put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this game. So I'm just honored. Honored to be able to, you know, witness it live.
Anthony Davis getting to play alongside LeBron James the last several years, though they've been like ships passing in the night every now and then, where Davis has been injured and then LeBron's been injured and then AD's been off the court. But they do have the one title. Now, Davis only had 13 points tonight. The Thunder never trailed in the second half. They ended up winning the game. But honestly, the game became an afterthought. And Darvin Ham, true to his coaching genes, felt like it was good to get this whole thing behind them for the sake of their record and their season.
66 points is a lot of points to score and a half, but yet and still we gave up 76. So our defense, you know, had its lulls early and late. You know, our offense, I think, got stagnant. And, you know, the guys, they wanted to see Bron do what he did tonight. You know, and a lot of times I think the attention was more about, the focus was more about trying to get Bron to the record as opposed to just playing natural basketball.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Think about some of the guys he's playing with. They're in their early 20s, not quite half his age. But going back to the Tom Brady analogy in the comparison, how many times do we hear guys who are early in their careers who either play with Brady on the Bucks or with the Patriots or are playing against him, quarterbacks who modeled their careers and wanted to be Tom Brady? I mean, it's just this strange phenomenon when you play as long as those two guys have. And so, yes, I can imagine they wanted to see it happen, and that was clearly the focus. Not to mention, this wasn't your typical NBA February crowd. I mean, it's LA, which is part of the equation. But we all knew that it was going to happen this week. So the ticket requests and the money that's being shelled out to get into the arena, the celebrities that are lining the court. If you're a new Laker, a young Laker, Ryu Hachimura maybe, that can be dazzling. You can still get the deer in the headlights look. No matter what level you played at in college, this is a different animal. It's a different stratosphere. So congratulations to LeBron. I honestly wasn't confident we would ever see this record fall. I don't remember it. But April 1984, so it's nearly 40 years in the making. LeBron wasn't even born then, but now he scored more points than any player who's ever put on a uniform. And we get to see it. We got to see it. We've witnessed it, the buildup to this point. And he's not done. I said the same thing about Tom Brady last week. You don't have to be a fan of either guy. You don't have to root for the teams that they've played for. In fact, you can dislike them if you want. I feel like that's our irrational prerogative as sports fans. We dislike people we don't even know, and that's fine. But if you can take your emotion out of it and you can look at it objectively, I don't think there's any way you can't be grateful that we saw LeBron James. 20 years, the all-new scoring king in the NBA, Tom Brady, and what he accomplished as the greatest quarterback of all time. It's kind of cool that they both have these incredible moments within a week of each other. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.